You know, with every presidential election, one side is happy and the other side is disappointed. But following the intense campaign between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, feelings on both sides are elevated in different directions. We shouldn't be surprised considering how personal everyone took this campaign. Even the candidates got personal with their attacks, and the ramped up rhetoric left one side exuberant and the other side depressed. The victors, the Trump supporters, are exuberant because what they believe will be America becoming great again is going to happen. And they live with now this promise that things are going to be better and that our biggest problems will be solved. The border, inflation, all of those things will be taken care of quite quickly. The celebrating of Trump's victory is also a relief that America will be saved from their perception that Democrats and Kamala Harris would have turned America into a socialist nation. Those who are depressed and in a dark place, the Harris supporters, they find themselves not really happy. And they're fearing that a new Trump administration is going to manifest a mission of revenge against political opponents, that it will rob women of a right to abortion, and they will witness an unthinkable attack on basic American freedom. To the side that is exuberant right now following Trump's victory, be wary of the promises that Trump will not be able to keep. Be concerned about some of the promises he will keep. I believe that most Trump supporters believe in American freedom and believe in the democratic republic form of government that we have. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump said some things that would change the federal government in ways that many seem appealing now that a Republican will be in the White House, but it's not going to be so appealing if a Democrat is in the White House. The many Trump supporters who promoted the idea that Donald Trump was not involved in the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 will see aspects of that radical right-wing plan begin to be implemented shortly after Trump takes office. Project 2025 is so radical that it will change American government for years to come and will infringe on the individual rights of many Americans in many areas. The project reflects the mentality of dictating how Americans should lead their lives from the right. Many think that Donald Trump is not associated with it. We'll see. I don't know why they did it. Why did the Heritage Foundation spend all this time and all this money to put together this Project 2025? It is there for the moment Donald Trump becomes president. This is that moment. So why would they not implement it? If they don't implement it, if we see no signs of it, I will talk about that as well. And I'll admit that I was wrong. But I think there's every reason to believe that Project 2025 is going to become reality. And it's going to be a harsh reality for a lot of people who feel like they're gaining freedom. They're no longer going to have that freedom if certain aspects of Project 2025 are implemented. Now, Congress may have to get involved in some of this, but, you know, Republicans control a lot of Congress. So the question is, will those who said Trump had nothing to do with Project 2025 recognize and admit it when it starts to be implemented? Trump supporters have every right to celebrate this moment in history. And the Americans who feared another Trump administration have every right to be concerned. It is the responsibility of this talk show on WWL AMFM and WWL.com and the Free Odyssey app from 1 to 4 to comment on his administration. We would have commented on the Harris administration as well. The original role of the media was to hold politicians accountable, and we will do that every afternoon from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And I remember that when, I think when Obama was president, Fox News' ratings were higher than they were when Donald Trump was president because there was the opposition. When Trump was president, people were not quite as interested in Fox News as when Obama was president, because they would be commenting on Obama. They would be holding Obama accountable. It will be interesting to see how our show goes. But I'm, you know, really, really happy with where we are and what we do and how we handle the campaign and how we're handling the victory of Donald Trump. America has spoken, and I accept that. But I know that there were a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump who didn't want to. Kamala Harris was not the answer. She did not run a campaign that was efficient enough to even come close to winning. And there is also innate racism and sexism in America. I don't think that's the only reason she lost, but I think those are factors. The idea of a woman of color being president of the United States is unsettling to too many Americans who will never admit it publicly. But when they get in the voting booth, they voted how they feel. So I think that is a concern for America. As much progress as we've made, we haven't made that much progress in some areas. But there are going to be things to be concerned with, and we will talk about that. The tariffs that Donald Trump is talking about, will they be good or bad for America? We'll talk about that. Donald Trump said he's going to end the war in Ukraine in one day. Could the Trump people be working right now with Vladimir Putin to where the war does indeed end one day after he takes office? I don't think that is out of the realm of possibility. I mean, it could happen. And if the war, if Trump can get Vladimir Putin to stop attacking Ukraine, that's a good thing. I mean, I would applaud Donald Trump if he can do that. So I will continue to be a radical moderate. I will continue to be a registered independent. I am biased in many ways, but I will continue to be as fair as I can and allow those who disagree with me, those who disagree with some of the things that I say, I will allow them to be on our show. And in that sense, this show will always be fair. But, you know, for those who said, well, you know, well, what are you going to talk about after Trump wins? We have plenty to talk about now that Trump is going to be president. And I mean plenty. In fact, some days we're not even going to want to talk about Trump because we're going to want to talk about other things. I'm not going to talk about Trump every day. It was something that we had to do because this is talk radio during the campaign. But I don't relish in talking about Donald Trump, good or bad, every day. And by the way, you know, for those who think I'm down and depressed, I'm not. As I said earlier, I was on the ninth row, nine rows up from the floor last night at the Pelicans game. My life is full. I've got a lot going on. I am living life. I have never been happier. So don't think for one minute that Donald Trump's victory affects me personally.